Vai lá, YouTube. Come on, let's go.
Says it's streaming on YouTube.
I know I'm watching the feed. There we go. As long as I see that we're, yep, there's the chat. So I'll go ahead and post this, and I'll go ahead and post this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Suds and the Squared Circle. I am Vinny. This is Christy. And Happy New Year. Today is January 1st, 2024. The chat room is open. Welcome to the show. Christy, how was your New Year's celebration?
Oh gosh, it was good. I kind of threw a last minute Taylor Swift New Year's Eve party, but I think it went well. I had a few people stop by, so I'm happy with that. Next year I'll be better prepared and I'll think about it ahead of time. But yeah, it was awesome. I was excited. I had probably too much to drink, a few too
That
many
happens.
Diet Coke vodkas and rosé and then champagne at midnight. But that's what New Year's Eve is for, so I went to bed very what I call lubricated, and then I woke up thinking I had to go to work the next day and I didn't have to go to work. So I went home when I went back to sleep today, so it's all good.
All right. Well, I mean, you had more fun than I did. I literally went to bed 30 seconds after the ball dropped, so I just couldn't make it. It sucks getting old.
Yeah.
But either way, last week was a shortened week for General Hospital, obviously with Monday being Christmas. There was no episode. We did have four new episodes though, Tuesday through Friday. There was no, again, no episode today because of being New Year's Day, and there's a lot of football, college football on. So we'll start back again tomorrow with that. As we are going live now, I just got word that The Rock actually came out on Monday Night Raw. I was watching Monday Night Raw. Triple H earlier teased that a former WWE champion would be coming back to the WWE tonight to Raw. And when I stopped to get this set up, it was Jinder Mahal who came out. It was almost like a fart in church if that was going to be the surprise. But then as I'm sitting here and scrolling through X, I see The Rock actually came out. So either way, it is what it is. If you're enjoying Monday Night Raw, I'm happy for you. But you could always watch that on Hulu later. You can watch us now. But regardless, it is what it is. We're going to get into some Port Charles news and notes. How did you like last week's episodes?
Fairly good. I mean, there was only a few little things that I was like, Like I didn't care too much for the Gregory and Alexa stuff, but other than that, I think it was pretty decent. Maybe more than decent. If you
Yeah.
talk to the Sabrinas, it was definitely more than decent. So
You're right. You're right. It
that.
was. Although I think they're gearing up for Nicholas Alexander Chavez's exit, as we know that he's going to be going on to play that Netflix series about the Menendez brothers. So he's going to be leaving. I don't know if it's that his contract's expiring and he's leaving for good or if he's just leaving temporarily. What they're going to do with Sabrina,
Hopefully,
especially
just
with
hopefully, just temporarily, because they're having them go to Paris together. So I'm like, I hope it's just temporarily,
Well, why would
because that would be a good exit strategy,
well, the question remains is why would they put Tatiana on hiatus with, Nicholas if he's the only one going off to do something?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll just show her sometimes. doing something, and then, she'll be like always saying, "Oh, I'm meeting up with Spencer later," and so forth, and blah blah blah. I don't know.
Well, it definitely could be. Either way, thank you for coming. For those of you who are watching, thank you for coming, tuning in. Hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, and get notified anytime something comes up. All right, so yeah, I don't know if that's going to be the exit strategy for Nicholas Alexander Chavez or Spencer, as we all know, because he is going to be leaving. I don't know if they're going to be doing something different. I would have thought that maybe he would be going away and not Trina. But overall, it looks to me like they're both going to be going to Paris unless something happens in the near future.
Right. Yeah. Something with Esme could happen now that she has her memory
Yes.
back. So she could be turning the tables on them for all we know.
Exactly. Esme is has gotten her memories back. It's about time. It took long enough.
I mean, how long did they take? Because I was trying to think about this. Was it about 6 months? Was it longer? Like
Oh God, I think it's
a
been at
year?
least a year at this point.
Oh, gosh. Why do they
Because
always
she
take
was
so
still
freaking
pregnant
long?
when she jumped off the parapet. So she gave birth and she was in prison while she didn't remember before giving birth and everything. So yeah, it had to be at least a year, if not more.
So
I
crazy.
was, you know,
No one thought to like take her to like the scene of the crime of her being locked up as a
right.
prisoner in Windermere in that time, you think, to try to trigger some memories, which is what happened. Her doing it on her own, having the idea, well, let me go to Windermere and see what happens.
Exactly. No, I completely agree with you. But see, here's the thing is I honestly thought that this was going to be a redemption storyline. I mean, it still could potentially be, but with her going to see Heather and her starting to remember everything and the way she's talking about Spencer, that she wants to spend her life with him, and how it doesn't feel like she has any remorse for Trina, it feels like she's back to her same old self. Could there potentially be a redemption storyline for her? David, welcome to the show. Thank you for chiming
David.
in. Spencer, Trina, and Esme have a showdown sometime next month, so that could be how Spencer gets written out for the time being.
Sure.
But either way, how do you see Heather being back, in this limited capacity behind bars? And Allie Mills always brings it.
Yeah, that's why I love it. I was so excited to see Allie Mills back and giving advice to her daughter and being like, just act like you don't know anything still. Just play dumb and act like you still don't remember or anything. And I was like, okay. So this could be very interesting to see her give, I hope she continues. I hope Esme continues to visit her mom in
Yeah.
prison and continue to get advice on like how to act like her former self, I guess, and turn the tables. But
I hope that Kevin gets a bigger role in this, considering is he is her uncle. I want to see him, I would love to see some kind of a battle between Heather and Kevin, where, Esme's kind of like right in the middle and just Kevin obviously trying to have her do good for Ace and for the family and change her ways and to kind of, see Ryan, who was her father, obviously, in a different light because she looked up to him. I mean, she was just enamored with Ryan Chamberlain when she first came to town. I mean, to the point where I almost thought that it was more of a sugar daddy type of situation, which, but I want to see Kevin kind of have more of a role in her upbringing or in her memory situation to really show that remorse.
Well, time will tell. I mean, it would be good if he came back, but I'm not quite sure yet what's gonna happen. I'm just kind of happy Allie Mills was back on and we got to see those scenes with Esme. And so now we'll see if she actually really does anything to be back like her
Yeah.
former self. pull some moves.
Yes, exactly. All right. So I want to kind of switch gears a little bit. We know Esme's getting her memories back. We know that that's going to end up causing problems for Trina and Spencer in the near future. And who knows, maybe Joss and Dex, she's going to get involved somehow. I've been seeing rumor and innuendo that maybe Esme and Adam could become an item. I don't know for sure if that's going to happen unless they end up meeting in the psych ward somewhere.
I don't know why they would become an item personally. Like, maybe they become closer friends, but like, I don't see why they would become an item when she has Dex,
Yeah,
unless something
exactly.
happens to Dex. I don't know.
No,
Like, that just doesn't make any sense.
Esme and Adam, not
Oh,
Josh.
Esme and Adam, not Joss and Adam. Okay, sorry. Yeah, Esme and Adam. That could be. I mean, I don't know. I guess they're going to make him more of a regular character then if that was to happen, but.
But I mean, if you think about it, Adam right now is stressed out about college, having to girlfriend with a child and having to worry about that. That may he actually may pull his hair out.
I don't know if he's a good fit for anybody in a coupling, to be honest. I
Not
don't
right now,
think.
not at this point.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. All right. So I think it's pretty clear Alexis is not one of my favorite characters on the show. However, I do have to kind of I gotta say something that she had a couple of scenes this week. She had a couple of scenes with Christina and Molly talking about the legalities of the situation with the surrogacy and Christina donating her egg as well. Basically saying that even though you guys are all set to become, Christina's agreed to become surrogate, your parental rights still kind of trump any kind of rights that Molly may have. And I honestly don't feel that this was even necessary to bring into it. Like we saw earlier in this in the storyline that Christina and Molly weren't getting along because of everything and emotions were flying high. Now it almost seems like Alexis is trying to put the kibosh in there. Happy New Year, Nathan. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for the Happy New Year to both of us as well.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, what was the point? What was the point of Alexis talking to Molly and Christina about the legalities of it?
I guess maybe to try to stop it from happening, because maybe she really doesn't want it to happen. That's like the only thing I can think of, because obviously I knew like Christina wouldn't try to like get parental rights from her sister over the baby. Like, I'm sure she'll bond with the baby and feel like a special attachment to the baby, obviously, but I mean, she's not gonna like try to like get legal rights to her sister's baby. Like, that's, yeah, it just seemed like it was maybe not necessary, but
I mean, I
the
know.
only thing I can come up with is that
Yeah,
Alexis was just trying to stop
exactly.
the whole thing from happening.
I mean, I know the drama is obviously paramount to what GH is, but I feel like this was unnecessary drama. We've seen the drama between Molly and Christina already. Let's kind of move past it. Let's see how long it takes Christina to actually get impregnated. I did like TJ going over to see Christina as well, and kind of them talking it out and hashing things out, and that Christina assured him, "I want to do this for you, for you and Molly. I don't want to have the baby for me. It's, to help you." I did like that, but I felt that Alexis just, again, put her nose where it didn't belong.
Yeah, no, me too.
But that's not the only thing Alexis did this week. You kind of alluded to it earlier. But Gregory and Alexis went skydiving. In this one, I kind of thought it was comic relief, with Alexis asking so many questions at the very beginning, almost chickening out, and just, I get it because that's the same way I would be. I'm not a fan of heights. I'm not, I'm afraid of heights. But that would be me in that kind of a situation, making sure that everything is safe and, kind of stalling to the point of it. I thought that was kind of, I thought that was funny.
I think that's what it was supposed to be, comic relief. And it was okay. Like, I just.
The bigger question I had was, did Gregory do skydiving with his cane?
Oh, good point. Yeah,
Because
see, we don't actually get to see the actual jump out of the
of
plane,
course
so we
not.
don't.
No, but the fact that he had his cane after landing, it's almost like, did he have it strapped to him while he was in the air and just kind of, took it with him?
Right.
Kind of a little bit of continuity problems there. I mean, was somebody waiting for him at the bottom, when he landed with the cane? And but then Gregory and Alexis kissed. I wonder how they're gonna, explain that. Was it just adrenaline?
Yeah. I was re-watching that moment and I was just like, okay, well, I guess you think that's a good time to kiss someone when they're just like on a high from jumping out of a plane. I guess you think it's a good time. I don't know. It seemed a little, I guess maybe they were trying for a climatic moment there with them. And I was just like, this is just weird. I'm sorry. I really thought that Gregory had more chemistry with Tracy. And because Tracy's not a regular character, she's recurring, I think that's why they didn't go with Tracy and Gregory, which I think would have been a way better pairing, in my opinion. But what do I know? I don't work at GH, so I'm just a fan. Yeah, it was okay. I mean, I don't really see this pairing going anywhere, in my opinion. I think it's just going to be kind of a little temporary thing, just for Gregory to have some kind of companion before he passes. So.
Yeah, I agree. But I do agree with you that he does have a lot more chemistry with Tracy. But then again, in my opinion, Nancy Legrand is a chem is a just she's similar to to Finn, in my opinion. Like, they're just a black hole of chemistry. And David, you're right. It was totally invigorating for both of them. That's what happens when there's just a lot of adrenaline going on, and you're in the moment. Like, it reminds me of that scene in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part Two, when right after Ron and Hermione kill the Horcrux in the Chamber of Secrets, and they just start kissing with all the water and everything kind of blowing down. I'm like,
That's like
yeah.
the third movie. I don't
No,
think it's the last
that was
movie.
the eighth movie.
Is it? Was it the last movie? I don't know. I'm not a Ron and Hermione fan. Hi, I'm a Harry and Hermione fan. I'm sorry. I still think they should have ended up together. J.K. Rowling said many years ago she made a mistake and Ron and Hermione were wish fulfillment. But that's another podcast for another day. But I'm just saying, I mean, that is a good, similarity there, but it's just kind of like I never saw. See, I have the same thing with Ron and Hermione. Like, I never really saw them as anything. I didn't really take them seriously. And I don't take Alexis and Gregory seriously. Like, I feel it was just a heat of the moment thing. And I don't know. It's just me, though.
But no, I although I will say, this past week I did go to the Harry Potter Experience in New York City,
Ooh.
and that was a fantastic fantastic exhibition. So I had fun there, and I kind of wish that some of the soap still taped in New York, being so close to New York. But either way, that again, that's another podcast for another time. Maybe we'll get to a Harry Potter watch along or something in the near future, because that could be just another content podcast coming out at some point. We'll have to talk about that. But getting back to General Hospital, yeah, I didn't quite, I don't know. I still don't buy Gregory and Alexis. And it almost goes back to the same thing with, Sam. She's slept with Sonny, and now she's with his son Dante. And Alexis was with Finn, and now she's with her with his father Gregory. It's like one of those things where they're just all intermingling, and I know a lot of the fans out there get really mad at that. But I don't know. It doesn't work for me, brother. That's all I can say. It just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm there too.
All right. So I guess kind of moving on. Sasha and Cody are in the stables. Sasha bring was it was it Cody was it Sasha that brought Cody the gift? Or was it Cody
So
the
I think she left him a gift and he was being very cheeky and cute about it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what it was. I still can't wait for those two to actually get together. I'm enjoying the flirtation. I'm enjoying the, he's waiting for her and everything. But I guess what I don't understand is how the hell could he go to prison if Mac finds out that, he's, that Cody's his son. Like, did he sign any official legal documents saying that he was Leopold Taub's son, like last year when Scott was trying to get him to go along with, the money scheme or whatever. I thought he kind of stalled on everything so he didn't have to sign anything knowing it was false.
Yeah, I don't know if he signed anything legal. So, I mean, I thought maybe he just had a DNA test or something, but.
Well, I mean, obviously, he couldn't have a DNA test.
Don't know. I don't know.
And David, I kind of jumping back, David, I agree Gregory deserves any happiness that comes his way. I get that. I don't buy Alexis and Gregory as a couple. That's my biggest thing.
Right. I'm fine with Gregory being happy. It's just that's not my preference. Just not my preference.
but yeah, where was I? Oh yeah, Cody and
Cody and Sasha and the
yeah,
gift.
and not to
Yes.
mention
Yeah.
Felicia's on the case now. Felicia kind of is picking, and but it almost like came out of left field why Felicia all of a sudden thinks that Cody was lying. I don't get that. Where did that come from? The fact that he was just so caring towards James, like it
Yeah,
makes no sense. How do you
I
get from
guess
one place
maybe
to the
she
other?
thought something was off with his behavior and thought something was suspect. But I don't think the truth is going to come out about that for a while because the actor who plays Mac, is off screen with a bunch of health issues. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a little while before we see probably a reveal.
Actually, come to think about it, he did post a Mac did or John J. York, the actor that plays Mac, did post a positive update, on his timelines on his social media. So again, we wish him all the best as and towards his recovery, and hope to see Mac back on our TVs any as soon as he can.
Right.
But I'm glad that he did. He has that positive update. I don't know. Like I want to see Cody and Maxie get closer as brother and sister because, that's how they're gonna play it. Cody really cares about James and, he wants to make sure that, James's writing goes okay and all his other stuff and the way he reacted when he found out James was sick, after that. Conference call or whatever they had with Sasha and Maxie. It's almost like it's got to be one way or the other. Like you don't want to go too overboard over a child that, for all intents and purposes, is a stranger to you, because that almost sounds creepy in my opinion, the way that came off. Like
Yeah.
almost like he was caring for him as a father figure or something when as far as we know, he only gave him one writing lesson or something.
Yeah.
I still don't
Yes.
know about that.
A little strange.
You gotta wonder where the writing is going with that. Because it just the way it's being written right now is just very, there are pieces missing. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, they kind of tend to do that a lot on GH, and I think that's just because they're juggling so much that things just kind of get left in a weird spot, and we just have a lot of unanswered questions with things like that. And we just kind of have to wait for things to play out and for them to fill in the gaps.
Oh no, I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah.
We did see a temporary recast from Maxie the other day. Maxie was out, but then she was back. Kirsten's daughter was back the next day. So, literally one episode recast. We don't know why, folks. We don't care. She needed time off for one reason or another, and that's how it comes down. Let's see.
Right. I give them a lot of grace with that too,
I do.
because soap actors and actors in general, you're not really supposed to like have a day off, even if you get sick. It's like frowned upon. So it's like you literally like either have to show up to work sick and do your job, or if it's so serious or you have like a death in the family, like you have to take time off. So I like to give them a lot of grace with that because I feel like there should be more of some kind of like system. I maybe they do have a system in place and I don't know, but some kind of system in place that if something happens and they did get seriously ill or had a death in the family or something, that they could easily, you know,
Yeah.
call somebody in to get their time off.
Well, that's where the recasts come in. Oh, absolutely, I agree. I mean, theoretically, you can't plan an illness when, you know, because
Yeah.
the shows tape so much and then they have
You're
like
right.
3 weeks to a month off and then they go back to tape. You can't always plan to be sick while you're on vacation.
Right.
All right. Let's see. All right, so I titled the episode today, Nina Wants to Confess. She's got a, you know, she's got a lot of guilt because of the SEC thing. Like, she's still living with this guilt because she's the one that pointed the SEC towards her brother. Although Ned is keeping her secret as long as she, you know, she gets, you know, the information from Aurora, even though Michael went to him and said, here's my voting proxies. Have at it. You know, that's what you want. So that's fine. And Drew's like, I don't care who sent me to prison. I'm over it. I'm done. Let's put it behind us. Like, again, another story that's just convoluted to the point where there's nothing, no adhesion to it. Like, Michael blackmailing Nina to say, okay, well, I won't tell your secret as long as you give my mother back her half of the MetroCard. Well, Carly doesn't want it. As long, you know, you got to stay away from Willow and Wiley, or else, you know, but Willow's the one that's pushing a good relationship with Nina and giving her the grace. So it's, there's just no adhesion. There's, I'm kind of blaming it on the fact that now, you know, this is probably about the time where the regular writers are coming back after the strike and the temporary writers are, you know, leaving and they're trying to tie things up, but it just seems like there's no adhesion at all in this one specific storyline. Why does Nina still have a lot of guilt? Drew's out of prison. She's, you know, it's Ned has his memory back, but they've talked about that. And, you know, Michael said he took care of Ned. You know, it's just, I don't know. There's just nothing there.
I think they're just trying to draw it out for drama's sake or something, which is just exhausting when we've been at the storyline for a long time now. And it's dragging out to the point where I'm just like over it. And
I'm
I just
all
want
about slow
it
burn
over.
storytelling, but this is just a glacial pace at this point to the fact where, you know, I'm over it. I'm over it. I don't care if the information comes out because more people know about it in Port Charles than don't. The only person that really doesn't know about it is Carly and Drew at this point. You know, because now Lois is going to tell Sonny, that, you know, was Nina that called the SEC, and maybe that's where this is supposed to be headed. But again, the person that went to prison doesn't care, so I don't know.
I just hope it, I hope
How
like
do they wrap it up?
January, like this January, like now,
Yeah.
like I hope this gets resolved in the next like 2 weeks. The truth comes out, we're done, we can put this away because it's just been an exhausting
I agree.
storyline and I'm tired of Nina going, oh, Michael, what about this?
Oh, right,
Like
yeah.
I'm just tired. I'm just tired.
I am too. I am too. We do know This coming Thursday, there is a General Hospital special prime time at, was it, is it 10 o'clock? Yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern time, where it's going to be a 60th anniversary special. A lot of former and current cast members were interviewed for it. I know that Rick Springfield is featured on it, as well as some other prominent names from the JDH's past. So check that out on ABC, 10 p.m. Eastern this coming Thursday, January 4th, live on ABC. All right.
Awesome.
Speaking of which, they did announce on about the days that they're going to be doing the memorial for Jacqueline Zeman and Bobby Spencer. You know, I still don't know the storyline where they're going to actually kill off the character. But we do know that there are going to be a number of people coming back to town for that. I believe it's going to be starting next week. We know that Ryan Karnes is picking up the Lucas character again, so he'll be back. Curious is that there was a picture released apparently of who's going to be involved with this, and the internet was a buzz because Spencer and Trina were pictured in the picture for the memorial, or pictured in the cast working that day, but Joss and Dex were not. And it being Joss's grandmother that's passing, I think we went over this a bit last week, but the internet was all up in arms about that, as always, as they do. Maybe they just couldn't be there for the picture. I don't know. But that's gonna be a tearjerker, those two
Oh, yeah.
episodes,
Yeah.
knowing full well that Bobby Spencer was a loved member of the cast, and the show as well.
Yeah, GH has just had a hard year last year with so many passings, Jacqueline Zeman being one of them. So it's tough. It's going to be a tough episode. And unfortunately, like GH does, is when a cast member passes, they usually just have the character pass as well. So it's like going through the passing twice for both the cast and the crew, and that's tough.
Yeah, well, we just saw that on days, back in August when they finally had the memorial for Victor Kiriakis, not Catholic, Victor Kiriakis, John Aniston's character. Of course, being that they have a 6 month filming schedule ahead of time, it did take a couple months to get to it because he did pass away in December of last year. John Aniston, that is. So, I mean, it when you have the legacy characters, clearly that's when they do the big things for both the character and the actor. But obviously this year we also saw last year we saw the passing of Billy Miller, who originated the Drew character, and Tyler Christopher, who was Nicholas for a number of years. I obviously they're not going to be killing off Drew or Nicholas anytime soon. But, and they're not, and I highly doubt that they're going to go ahead and give any kind of on-screen memorials for either one of them, with the exception of the amendment of the
Because
cast.
the character is still
Because
happening and
exactly, because the
recasted,
characters,
so.
yeah. Because the character was already recast. All right, so kind of going back to the Nina storyline, I will say there is one twist that I am liking, in that Cyrus was in the confessional when Nina was giving her confession about the SEC information. So now the question becomes, what is Cyrus going to do with that information?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Scene showing him on the other side of the confessional. I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Are you trying to act like your father Cyrus now? I just give me a little creepy vibes. I was just like, not. I mean, it's not like I was expect not expecting it because
Right.
he's a sneaky guy. So seeing that and then having him and Nina have the conversation, like, I thought you were a man of God, blah, blah, blah. Now you're not. It's, yeah. I just kind of wish they would have us see Cyrus show his cards a little bit more to us, the
Yeah.
audience. So we know a little bit more of what he's planning, because right now we kind of just don't.
We know he's not reformed, but at the same time, we don't know what he's planning.
We don't know. Yeah. That I kind of
So
wish we knew a little more, because it just like he's just creeping around in the shadows, and now he's in the confessional. And I'm just like, what is your end game here, sir? Like,
yeah.
I want to know. Like,
So this is something big that I saw in a Facebook group post in that, and I know Facebook is or litter Facebook is littered with complainers, but let me ask you, as somebody who is a practicing Christian, how do you feel with in regards to them having Cyrus portray a character who is one of those, prophets in sheep's or sheep in wolf's clothing, that
yeah,
on the
that's how
front
I just.
side, or wolf in sheep's clothing, I should say, on the front side, he's spouting all the, passages and quoting the Bible, but then behind the scenes, he's still a manipulator and a false, who he is. How do you feel as somebody who is a, practicing Christian about the portrayal on TV?
No, exactly what you said. I feel like he's using passages in scripture, and he's using God to manipulate people. And I kind of could tell from like as it started, I was like, ooh, this is interesting. Like this is very entertaining for me to like watch Cyrus act like he's Pastor Cyrus, and he's gonna preach a sermon to the guys in the
Right.
prison. And it was just kind of entertainment for me at first, but then I could realize there's something off because
Right.
he never said the name of Jesus. And the only way you get to the Father is through Jesus. So Jesus was never actually mentioned until recently by Nina, actually. I think Nina or
Yeah.
somebody said Jesus, but Cyrus himself had never said, I've see Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, like. It never seemed like a genuine conversion. It never seemed like a genuine faith in Christianity. It seemed like he was using God, and maybe he did learn his Bible a little bit and learn some scriptures that he could use to
Right.
his advantage in order to trick people into thinking he was somehow this changed man, which he was not. So he definitely used God and used passages in the Bible or principles from the Bible to his advantage to try to, trick people and manipulate people and get things to go his way, which I think the person he's probably trying to trick the most is honestly Laura at this point.
Right. Yeah. But
Yeah. Like,
how do you feel with them portraying his character that way? Like the use of Christianity in the storyline. I saw somebody say that they have to stop making a mockery of the Christian faith on, on the show. And I don't take it as a mockery of the Christian faith because
no.
this happens every day with people. There are many people out there that, as the saying goes, has one foot in the world, one foot in the, one foot in the world and one foot in the church.
If anything, it's a mockery of maybe like religious people, maybe. Just because, like, and he's not even really, I don't even know if you would label it Christianity exactly, because like it's almost like he's using religious practices.
Right.
Because my background, I come from like a non-denominational Christian background. I don't come from like his church apparently that Nina went to, that he was acting like he was on the other side of the confessional. That's more of a Catholic thing. I
That's
think they do that in
what they
other
portray it as.
denominations,
Yeah.
maybe. But that's traditionally a Catholic practice to go to
Right.
confession. So he's trying to act like he's a priest, basically. So that's different. That's a different thing. But the whole thing is like I wouldn't see it as maybe a mockery. I don't take offense to it because obviously it's just entertainment. Like,
Right.
they're just
That's what I
trying to
said too. Yep.
make entertainment out of it. Like, you know, it's not real. You know, his conversion's not real. I think they made that very obvious on
Right.
GH. And I don't think they're specifically trying to like trigger anybody or make anybody mad.
Yeah.
So
I mean, again,
that's
it comes
probably
back to
why.
people being super sensitive nowadays towards everything. You know, they could put something like there's a big uprising because of last night's New Year's Rockin' Eve, and Green Day changed one of the verses in the song American Idiot to mock or to kind of mock Republicans and mock the MAGA movement or whatever. And it's like, again, you know, I'm not going to be getting political on the show, so don't worry. But
That's a whole nother can of worms.
exactly. And I've done that, but it's like, who cares, really? Like, I personally don't care what entertainers think politically or whatever, as long as you don't, like, from what I've seen more people who are against the Republican, against the MAGA movement, against the Republicans as being the ones to force their beliefs down other people's throats. That's from what I've seen. Are there extremists on the other side? Of course there are. But realistically, there are a couple things where I don't want to see. And if General Hospital did start, let's say they put Laura as mayor, as becoming this ultra conservative, you know, character to combat, you know, some of the other characters in Port Charles. There are going to be people complaining, saying, "Oh, you're just making a mockery out of Republicans now." So, you know, there's going to be people complaining about everything at any point in time. So, I wish there were certain things they'd stay away from, but I understand for entertainment purposes, they go to, you know, certain subjects. I get that. So people, if you do get offended, and Nathan, you're correctly, you're exactly correct. There are extremists on both sides of the aisle. It's never pretty at all. And that's what it boils down to. As they say, the left wing and the right wing are on the same bird. So just it's a shit show all over the place. But getting back to it, I don't, and again, as somebody who has a Christian background, Catholic background and Christian background, I don't feel offended. I like the story they're trying to tell with Cyrus, because Jeff Cober is one of the most cerebral actors I could make you believe his character that I've ever seen on General Hospital. And he's absolutely fantastic. As a matter of fact, the 10th floor got a quick interview with him on the red carpet from the Daytime Emmys. Go over to the 10th floor podcasts on YouTube to check that out as well after watching us. Continue to watch us first. Any other thoughts on Cyrus or the Cyrus character or anywhere that that's going?
Really. I just kind of hope that we just see more of his plan. I'm just kind of a little like they're teasing a lot of him in the
Yeah.
background being a creep and now this Father Cyrus thing. So I kind of want to see more of his plan. Maybe not, they're probably not going to show us his end game, but they've piqued my interest enough to be like, where is this going? Because everyone in town can tell that he's not 100%
Well,
genuine about this.
we thought the end game had to do with Mason and Austin. Clearly, that's not it. We thought
No.
the end game had to do with Pikeman. That's clearly not it. So yeah, I agree. They're not showing us what Cyrus's end game is right now. And, you know, I'm here for the ride. I think that the Cyrus storyline that has been woven and changed over the past 6, 7 months is absolutely fantastic. You know, yes, storytelling, I like consistency, but when you have the same character and they're giving you these red herrings where, you know, we know that Austin went to Cyrus, you know, and in Pattonville. We know that Betty was working for Austin and or for Mason and Cyrus, and they set up with the pipeline stuff. And so we know all this. The red herrings are there. Now it's a matter of Cyrus's story actually starting to pick up steam. So I'm happy with that. All right, let's move on a little bit. Do you we saw that Cody or that Deception was back on Home and Hearth again, and we saw that now Lucy and Scott have a plan to bamboozle Tracy out of Deception. And they're going to pretend that the Lucy and Tracy or Lucy and Scotty are, dating, and they're getting into a fight, in public. And then Scott ha want then Lucy wants Scott to what marry Tracy or get involved with Tracy to in order to get the shares of Deception. To me, that sounds like a very Lucy move. But I'm not. I don't know. Would Scotty go along with it? That's my question.
It seems like he is right now.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like Tracy, and him and Tracy have this like feud. So,
Right.
I mean, he's all for it, I think. I don't know if it's gonna work.
I
I don't think Lucy's plan is gonna necessarily work, but good luck.
don't
I think Brooklyn is a better shot at getting Deception back
Yes.
for Lucy and in Maxie at this point.
I don't I kind of like how Brooklyn's there where she's playing Tracy because she wants to get control of Deception in order to give it to Maxie, but she's still so harsh against Lucy. So there's just that dynamic where Brooklyn, we know, is trying to get it back for her friends, but then at the same time she's very harsh towards Lucy. Like, I don't, is she specifically being, abusive or not abusive, but mean towards Lucy because she wants to show Tracy that she's able to take over the company, or is it something else that I'm just missing? Or is she just like working? Or is she really against Lucy? I don't know. I'm torn on this.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure either. I think you're referring to Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
So I think Brooklyn is just trying to do anything she can to act like she's friendly enough with Tracy so she can trick Tracy and get control of Deception from Tracy so she can
So
give
you
it
think
back.
she's working Tracy to the point where so she's
Playing both sides a little bit, yeah.
what?
Like she's playing Tracy,
Yeah.
but she's been open with Maxie about it and
Oh yeah.
saying, "Hey, this is my plan to give it back to you."
So my question is she are her barbs against Lucy a work to saying Tracy's good graces, or is she really telling Lucy how she feels because Lucy and Tracy have this feud and she's showing her loyalty to her grandmother.
I think it's just to show loyalty to her grandmother, so her grandmother doesn't suspect anything because then Tracy would be like, "Oh, you're double crossing me." So, I think it's just that. I mean, maybe she does really give issues with Lucy, but I mean, I think it's just more so to play along with.
I know that Maxie and Brooklyn worked through their problems. The fact that Brooklyn stole the information for Tracy. I understand that. And I get that. But Brooklyn has not sat down with Lucy to be like, listen, I only did this because my grandmother had this over my head or whatever the case is. Listen, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get the company back. But she said she did tell Maxie straight to her face. She's like, I'm getting this for you, not for you and Lucy.
Yeah, right. So, which is why she probably hasn't sat down with Lucy and told her her plan, because maybe it's specifically to help Maxie, because Maxie's in a lot of debt. So
Yeah.
she's really more worried about Maxie's financial
Agreed.
situation than
Yeah.
Lucy.
And Nathan, you make a good point. Lucy was very cutthroat when she threw Luke in Tracy's face, and it was a low blow. It
Yes, it
doesn't seem to
was.
be very good. That one.
Yeah, when that came up, I was like, ooh,
Yeah.
ruffling some feathers now.
Absolutely. Again, for those of you who are watching, thank you for tuning in. And go ahead, hit the like button, subscribe, get notified. And also, by the way, I forgot to announce it on last week's show. We have a new shirt at our at sudsquarecircle.threadless.com. I made a comment about Diane a couple weeks ago, and that shirt is now available. Diane, business in the streets, a freaky in the sheets, and so that logo is available on our website, on our shop website, sudsquarecircle.threadless.com. Obviously, for copyright issues, I couldn't say Diane Miller. That's copyright ABC, but just by using the name Diane, there's no problem with it. So yeah, go there, buy our merch. If you know someone named Diane, it could be a nice gag gift for them. Or maybe it's, or it might just describe them. But go over sudsquarecircle.threadless.com or go to our website, sudsandsquarecircle.com, and you can follow the link to our shop. So definitely check that out. All right. Have we missed anything in terms of this week in Port Charles?
Sabrina.
Well, yeah.
We mentioned them a little bit
We did
earlier
mention
at the
them a little
beginning,
bit.
but
Do
they're
you?
deciding to go to Paris together, so that's kind of a big deal for their relationship.
Do you think that Spencer going through her mail, sitting on her desk, was a little, I don't know, nosy or crossing some boundaries?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a violation because she's like, you weren't supposed to see that. Like, she obviously had it like under a magazine or wherever it was for a reason. So
Yeah.
yeah, it's a little intrusive. Like a little intrusive to like go ahead and read that letter. Like he could have just maybe saw it and then waited for her to come out and been like, hey, what's this about? Like what are you getting from Sabran? But I think he went ahead and read the letter, didn't he? Didn't he read it,
I
or
think he
maybe he
did,
was
yeah.
pushing? So it was just kind of a little bit, I think it was crossing a line a little bit. But you know, Trina has a habit of giving him a pass on a lot of things
Yeah.
because she's in love with him. So I mean, I still like there's still some Spencerism. I'll call him Spencerisms. Like I
Right.
don't really care
Yeah.
for all of his character traits. I think he still has a lot of growing up to do,
Agree.
but that's just me. It's, you know, Trina's in love with him and he's going to try to make it work with her and think he's going to just fly home on the weekends to see, I guess,
Ace,
the baby Ace. But I think Esme's going to have some things maybe up her sleeve coming up now
yeah.
that she's got her memories back to try to, you know, keep him maybe with her and not with
Right.
Trina and Paris. So we'll see.
I'm anxiously awaiting those scenes with Esme and Trina now that Esme is back to her own self. I really was hoping for a redemption storyline for her. Just because I'm always someone to give someone the benefit of the doubt, give them a second chance. And I wanted her to kind of go to Heather and be like, this week and just say, I'm getting my memories back and, I'm starting to, or even go to Kevin or Laura and just say, I'm getting these memories back of what I did. I am so sorry. I remember what I've done, but then
And
remember.
she's going the opposite direction. She's
Yeah.
told her mom, she's like,
He's
I
justifying.
remember that I did them and I remember why, and I
Yeah.
remember why I felt justified in doing what I did.
Yeah. So it does remain to be seen. Remember, no episode today. The new episode is tomorrow. So it does remain to be seen whether which way she's going to go. Because she did say, I remember what I did, and I remembered why I justified it at the time. So maybe she will have a change of heart. I don't know. But I do want to see Kevin involved. I want to see Esme have this internal conflict and have to go to Kevin and be like, listen, I know you're my uncle, but you're also a psychiatrist. I need to talk to you because I'm remembering my past and I want to figure out which way to go with it, or the right way to go to address my memories, my feelings, what have you. Because I, even though we do need more villains, and Esme could be the next Helena, in theory, Charlotte does have a ways to go to become the next Helena, but
Charlotte's a little young.
yes, that's why I said she's actually off TV for a while. She did have surgery in her real life, not from a gunshot wound at least. But Scarlett Fernandez, who does play Charlotte, is off for a little while she's recuperating from surgery. But yeah, I mean, when Charlotte grows up, I could see her being another Helena. But Esme right now, it could. I feel like the character was always kind of in that flux. Like she lost her memory, so she didn't know what she was doing. So she was being as good as she can, and so many people were against her and not giving her the second chance. But now that she's getting her memory back.
That's going to change things again. I don't know why they waited so long, because I'm like, I feel like it's almost too late for her to go back to being evil Esme. I'm like, really? We're gonna have her get her memories back now, like a year later? I feel like maybe 6 months ago it would have been fine,
Yeah.
but now I'm like a whole year later she's gonna get her memories back and be like trying to get back to her old self. Like, I don't know. I don't know how I
Well,
feel
my
about
thing is her on Christmas Eve, no less, breaking into Windermere, and trying to figure out her past that way. She calls, Spencer to be like, hey, just keep Ace overnight. I'll be back tomorrow,
Yeah.
pick him up. And it's like, all right, so you're getting your memory back. Are you automatically going to start putting yourself first over your child again? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll give her one thing. Even while she was pregnant, even before she jumped off the parapet and lost her memory, she
Yeah.
was theoretically putting her child first. She wanted to make sure her baby was safe. Did it have a selfish motive behind it? Yes, of course, because she wanted to blackmail Nicholas, into giving giving her the money for raising the child and everything. So clearly, that's where she was originally going with it. But now, I don't know. What do you think? How are you reading Esme's the interaction with Esme and Heather?
The interaction, with Heather, her mom, I like the, I mean, I like the interaction. Obviously, Heather's like, act like you don't know anything and he's
Right.
secretly evil and all that. So I think that's obviously just to like create more drama for the
Yeah.
storyline, because it's not like it wouldn't be any fun for Heather Weber to tell her daughter, hey, just confess that
Right.
you have all these memories coming back and apologize for what you did. And like, no, obviously that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of like the dynamic of her just trying to mentor her own daughter on how to be like an evil person again. I
Right, yeah.
find it really interesting, actually. I mean, Esme obviously is not one of my favorite characters, but like I honestly find that character arc of her like really like interesting to see where it's gone. Like, she went from being evil and then she lost her memory, and then we thought maybe she was just going to be like a nice person, but they haven't really given her anything
Yeah.
in the last year as like a supposedly nice person who doesn't have her memories. We've just been kind of like, it's almost kind of like we're waiting for the other shoe to drop,
Right.
and now it's
Yeah.
dropped.
Yep.
And now she has some of her memories coming back.
Yep.
And now she's like, well, I feel justified about what I did in the past. And I
Right.
was like, Okay. So
Yeah.
what are you gonna do about it? So now it's like her mom is basically encouraging her to can to act like she doesn't have her memories and I guess plot evil schemes behind the scenes.
Which actually may be the best advice, because if you think about it, if she does show that she remembers what happened, she can be arrested and tried for that revenge porn, because they dropped the charges so that, when she got her memory back, they could refile instead of having, instead of being found not guilty by reason of mental whatever, because you lost your memory, then they wouldn't be able to do it because of double jeopardy. So now that she is getting her memory back, now she can be tried for it. So yeah, that's probably the best option that Heather was given her, was to keep quiet about it. Once Spencer finds out, or Spencer or Trina find out that she has her memory back, Robert is going to be the first call that they make to reprocess those charges against her.
Right. Well, if Trina catches on to the fact that she has some of her memories back or catches something off
Yeah.
with her, then she's gonna know. She's gonna know, do you remember? Do you like remember what you did and you don't feel bad about it? Like that's why we might get this where we might get this big showdown, because there must be a reason, right? Why we're gonna get this big Esme and Trina showdown in 2024. So
Exactly.
no, that could be part of it for sure.
All right. So I guess that, I mean, I know it was a shortened week because of the holiday, but I think we've covered everything. Well, Friday's episode, we saw Drew come back from Australia. So we got to kiss Carly at midnight.
Oh, they did a lot more than kissing.
Well, yeah, of course.
In the
Yes.
sheets, baby.
So yeah, Drew came back from Australia. And they had their New Year's Eve episode with all the fire. I don't It's amazing to me that Port Charles and Salem both do fireworks on New Year's Eve, hit the stroke of midnight. Nothing around here that I know of does that.
Really? They were all up and down my street doing fireworks, like literally in the street. The neighbors were setting them off in the street. And I'm
That's
like,
awesome.
wow, you not drive down my neighborhood street near midnight on New Year's Eve. You're not gonna be able to get through. Be like a fire hazard. So, because they let, like literally in New Orleans, they kind of let people just do whatever. Like they give them a pass on New Year's Eve and probably New Year's Day, because I still heard people doing fireworks earlier tonight. And of course, July 4th, like they just give them a pass and they just
Yeah.
like do whatever you want. It's not illegal for those
Fourth
days.
of July, yeah, I get that. Fourth of July, I get that, but nobody around here that I know of that set off fireworks for New Year's Eve. But whatever it is, more, in my opinion, it's more of a drinking holiday anyways. But all right, so I mean, I think we kind of went over a couple things. Just we went over everything pretty much in Port Charles from last week. So a couple things I do want to point out. I am working on B&B for beginners. That will be starting within the next couple weeks. I'm just getting my co-host down for that show, which I actually didn't realize that the character that plays Finn on Bold and the Beautiful is actually the guy from the Liberty Mutual commercials.
I know. I found that out too, real quick. I tweeted about it. I was like, wait, did I just see Finn in a Liberty Mutual
Yeah,
insurance
I
commercial?
didn't realize, I didn't put two and two together until I actually just saw them. So yeah.
I know. I love Twitter for that, because if you have a question, people are very quick to like
Yeah.
answer. Like, oh yes, you've seen him. Oh yes, this is what's going on with this. Like, so Twitter's a good resource for that.
So yeah, B&B for beginners will be starting within the next couple of weeks. Stay tuned for that. I am getting again caught up. I'm still caught up on all the other soaps of Y&R and Days.
Yes.
So
I applaud you for that. I can't keep up with all four. I only watch the Thope scenes on Bold and the Beautiful from Instagram. There's somebody called Thope Fans. Thank you, whoever you are, because that's how I like know what's going on with Thomas and Hope. I don't really care that so much about the
I
other
will
stuff.
tell you that The whole Eric storyline has been dominating the entire show for the past month. Like,
Yeah.
no
Wow. They
other.
only have half an hour on that show, so.
Exactly. But I mean, it's like we haven't seen Deacon. We haven't seen, anybody else from those storylines at all in the past month. But I guess they kind of are putting everybody into Eric's orbit anyways. I think there's maybe two or three characters that just aren't involved in the storylines. But either way, that's coming down the pike. And as well as still getting my little bit of wrestling news here and there, but want to get something ongoing with that as well going forward. So just stay tuned to this YouTube channel as well as the podcast feed, wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And Chrissy, you have anything going on in your neck of the woods with your Roswell stuff or anything else?
Oh, I mean, yeah, let's see. I mean, I need to get back to maybe doing some Roswell movie nights on my channel. I usually do those on, I just announce those on my Instagram and we do them on Zoom. But we did a New Year's Eve rewatch. That was fun on Friday. I've been starting Dawson's Creek rewatches with a friend of mine on Instagram. So if you're interested in that, we're usually doing it on Sundays at around 8, usually 8 p.m. Central. And yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing with that page. And then I started starting a Swiftie meetup social thing with a friend of mine for the people in the New Orleans, greater New Orleans area, where we're going to meet on the 13th of every month with fellow Swifties. So I'm excited about that. So if you're listening and you live in the New Orleans area, let me know if you're curious and then I
All
connect you.
right, so Swiftie Nation is in full effect here. That's pretty much it, though, in terms of programming notes. I do have to announce in all of my posts that I've been doing, for some reason I have a problem remembering about Take Two Radio Soaps in Review. I am part of that every other Monday. And I do apologize to the Take Two crew that do pay attention to the shows, and my tweets or excerpts or posts or whatever you want to call them. I am not leaving that Twitter feed or tagging that out on purpose. I legitimately don't think and forget sometimes that I am not only part of this, I am part of that as well. That is every other Monday. We will be back with that next Monday, I believe. 7 p.m. Eastern time on Blog Talk Radio. That is Take Two Radio Soaps in Review. So that is every other Monday. So I am part of that, and I do want to apologize for not putting that in my tweets for Happy New Year and Merry Christmas last week as well. But all right, so Christy, do you want to get to our we normally do our thankful minute at the end of the show. Being that the New Year's Day, it's going to be extra thankful. But we'll go ahead and do the thankful minute as well. Let me get a minute on the timer. And as soon as you're ready, go right ahead.
All right. Well, I am thankful for this past week. I'm thankful I had off work today, even though I forgot I had off work today. But my boss was cool about it. I got to spend the day, sleeping with my cats. I'm really thankful for new friends in this that I've been able to make in the past year with Swifties. And I am really just I just feel very blessed that I've had time with family over the holidays. And I don't know that I just get to have a safe place here to talk about my feelings about GH. So that's it.
All right. So I will go next. And you know what? It has been a great year. I did put out a post earlier today that 2023 had its ups and downs. For those of you that I have made it public about me not working since October, It was nice. It's been nice to just relax, spend the holidays with my family, especially my 1-year-old niece, who I absolutely adore. It's been a great year. This past week at my gym, which is Sin Fitness in Berlin, Connecticut, we had our Hell Week. And let me tell you, those classes were hell. 5 kickboxing classes in 7 days, hour long. Let me tell you something, those burpees are no joke. And if I never see another burpee, I will not miss them. But it did remotivate me to get back into shape and work out daily or work out more often. So I'll be doing that more often. And that's pretty much it. So for those of you who do listen to the podcast, it'll drop tomorrow. And for those of you who are watching live, thank you again. Hit the like button, share, subscribe, get notified. Go to sudsandsquirtcircle.com to keep up with all the news about our web, about our episodes and about our show, as well as sudswearcircle.threadless.com. Buy our merch, and all the other links are on our website. If you're listening, go ahead and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Definitely listen in. So, Christy, any parting thoughts?
Happy New Year, everybody. Hope everyone has, if 2023 was rough for you, I hope it's a better 2024. And if it was pretty good, I hope it's an even better 2024 for you.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening and watching. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be back next week. Same Suds station, same Suds time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Have a great night, everybody. All right.